This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and a good morning to everyone out there. Gordy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, John. Good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm glad you asked. I have a... I'm just...
I don't care. But happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween.
Last day of October. Yeah. Boy, we had a lot of rain last night.
We did.
I'm glad I got the gazebo down last night.
Oh, you took it down? Up. I was going to call you to see.
Thanks for all your help. No, I appreciate it.
Here's the thing. I summarily dismissed you yesterday.
I'm used to it. It's okay.
But I didn't mean that to be the final word. I would have helped you out.
Sure you would have.
And I was going to call you to say, you know, I didn't mean what I said on the air last
And Sam texted me and said, "Do you need any help?" And I said, "No, I already packed it up. You know, thanks a lot." But
was it easy?
It actually was relatively easy.
Good.
The hardest part was packing up the canopy because it's let's see, there's six sides to it. So what does that make it? It's not a pentagon. It's a
hexagon.
So it's a hexagon-shaped canopy that drapes over the. You know, so I couldn't figure out how to fold the damn thing.
Yeah.
It was just really no way, so I just kind of wadded it up and stuck it in the bag. But, the skeleton part of it was no problem. It was actually fairly easy.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I
would have helped you.
Yeah, you're right. Sure. Anyway, it's fine.
I know.
It's fine.
I know you needed help, you know.
Figuring out that's excited. I need a lot of help, but it was okay. I got it all packed away before the rain started up. Yeah, and then I ended up going to the Kamala Harris get together.
That was something.
The Alliance Center.
Yes.
Boy, there were a lot of young folks from UW.
You saw the band.
Saw some bands there. Saw some music, but I had to leave early because it just was going on and on. And
yeah,
you didn't
loud.
Even stay for the main event.
I couldn't. It was too late. It was
8 o'clock is too late for you.
Yes, too late. Plus, it was downpouring outside.
Well, you were
there
with Catherine, and she was reporting, wasn't she?
She was reporting for the network. She was. She got. In fact, I think we have a couple of sound bites last night. Talked to a couple of audience members there, and ran into some other civic media.
Oh, yeah?
Associates.
Well, they were just out there hanging around, is that it?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah.
It was in the press area there. I had never really been to a get-together like that with all of that. And it was really interesting to watch.
I know that Alba was, stringing as a concessionaire. You know, he just went through the crowd with his...
Concessions?
With his peanuts. Peanuts!
Hot dogs!
Peanuts here!
Get your hot dogs right here. No.
Is he the kind of guy that requests the plastic forks be returned as well?
Maybe. Yeah. It was really interesting. It was a good get-together, and boy, they were excited. The crowd was electric.
It was just loud. Was it packed, though?
Yes. It was sold
filled.
Out. It was filled, and a lot of excitement. Anyway, weather today, we got rid of all the rain. We had 2 to 3 inches of rain last night.
Still...
Some flash flooding.
Misting out there.
A couple of sprinkles, a couple of showers this morning. The streets are damp, so watch out. You know, slow down. Be careful. Make sure your windshield wipers are working.
You know, I got out to my car this morning.
Yeah.
And looked through the windshield, and it was gorgeous. I mean, it was just like Mom Nature painted this picture on my windshield.
Really?
You know, the raindrops and these beautiful maple leaves.
Yeah.
All over the way, and it was just gorgeous looking.
Did you take a photograph?
I should have done that.
Yeah.
My God, it was perfect. I didn't want to put the windshield wipers on, but of course you have to.
Yeah. Well, we're at 61 degrees. That's going to be the high today, the daytime high. Temperatures are going to be sliding all day down into the mid to upper 40. Let's check out the exact temperature. Do we have the weather roulette wheel? I know we've got the scary music going here. The scary.
You guys haven't even mentioned what day it is today.
I mentioned it was Halloween.
We mentioned Halloween already, and it's just wonderful. It's beautiful. We have the door open to the dungeon. This is what we're listening to here.
We're down in the dungeon doing the show today, right? We're subterranean of the
subterranean
station.
Underground. There you go. Subterranean blues, right?
Yeah. That's it. So what's the high or low high temperature
today?
You want
the roulette wheel?
Yes, please. Please, anything. Okay, around it goes, and let's see. Oh, boy. It's taking its time to 47 will be our afternoon low high. We're starting out with a high in the 60s. Yeah. I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
So it'll be about down to about 47. We'll be windy today, too. So hang on to your hat. Hang on to your fedora, Laura. Hang on to your whatever. Yeah. It's going to be windy.
Well, it works for
gusty,
me, I guess.
Gusty winds. So those kids trick-or-treating tonight, just be careful. You know, those costumes, they can get all, you know, messed up in the wind. The kids don't know where they're going.
They should be moving out of the area by then. Right?
Well, it's still going to be pretty breezy this evening.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, anyhow, you all ready for Halloween? You're going to have a lot of trick-or-treaters at your house, do you think?
We never get trick-or-treaters at
our
house.
They stay away
from
your
place. Well, it's a long driveway in, and it looks
scary.
Like a haunted house.
It is scary over there.
And we've never had people come up. It's kind of sad, you know.
Well,
you gotta be the kind of person that gives away, like, full-size candy bars. So the really dedicated ones, the ones who aren't afraid, who come to your house, they get the real reward.
We should advertise that at the driveway and say, you know, full-size candy bars, come on up.
Come to the scary house.
Come on up. We're friendly.
Do you have any pumpkins out there? Anything to dress up the place?
That's right. You know, I completely forgot the pumpkins this year.
Okay. Right.
Weren't enthusiastic about carving them?
They're really not. You know, we were going to go vote yesterday afternoon, and time ran out. My kids took so much time getting themselves together that we missed the 3 o'clock closing time at City Hall.
Well, you know, today's another day. You can get it in, maybe.
This is voter suppression. Those damn Democrats.
Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
You know, this is the big thing in Pennsylvania now. They've found every reason in the world to contest the contest. They've already got, they're loaded. And you know, it's like they could set up all this stuff themselves and then complain about it.
Sure.
And make it seem like there's some voter integrity problems there. But no, you know.
Yeah.
It's all set up. Pennsylvania, keep an eye on that. That is going to be a big issue once the election is over, if Trump does lose.
Well, I'm
scared. If he wins, then I would contest the election in Pennsylvania.
That's
something they pulled on us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, you're right. I'm sure they have a lot of things set up like that.
Yeah.
Immediately they're going to contest things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got teams of lawyers all over the country, both sides.
This is insane. It really is.
Never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
As Trump would say. 14 minutes past the hour. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Uh-huh.
Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Should we get to the National Day Calendar? No.
It seems almost like we didn't want to do it this morning.
Why does it seem like
we
that?
We put it off so long, I guess.
I know.
Okay. Well, we can
run right through it. No, this is your time to shine.
Okay. So we, is it or is it not National Doorbell Day? How about Girl Scout Founders Day? Is it National Knock Knock Joke Day? National Magic Day? National Caramel Apple Day? Or is it Halloween?
Day.
Halloween Day. Or is it National Headphone Day?
It's not. Well.
What?
Well, that was kind of an easy one.
It's Halloween. I thought I'd go easy on it.
All right. Yes, well, let's skip the National Headphone Day, okay?
Okay. Well, let's get to what it is.
Do I get a little charm bell there? time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what happened to John's? Okay. You're right.
You took the easy one, huh?
Yeah.
You get, all right, fine.
Absolutely.
Just today, just for you.
It is National Doorbell Day.
It is, because people will be using the doorbells often.
They'll be ringing more than any other day of the year today. The National Day recognizes this little buzzer, unique tones and rings that alert us to visitors. And
really?
Blah, 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 blah. 41 million kids are going to be trick-or-treating. 41 million.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot. All right. So get used to that doorbell ringing. Next.
What if we enlist the kids to do some door-to-door for the Harris campaign while they're trick-or-treating?
Oh, wow.
That would
now
be
you're
kind of
thinking,
cool.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, they're going door-to-door more today than any other day in the year. So
you're right.
That's all people need, you know, is to have kids asking them to vote.
It's Girl Scout Founders Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we salute the Girl Scout founders today. All the great things that scouting has done for girls since its inception. The founder was Juliet Gordon Lowe, and she founded the Girl Scouts back March 12th, 1912.
Well, it used to be called Scouting Out Girls.
No, no. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they learned a lesson from the Boy Scouts to not name their organization Scouting for Girls.
Okay.
Moving on.
Let's move on.
It was one of the greatest pieces of information you have ever revealed on this program.
Scouting for boys. It's National Knock Knock Joke Day. You don't hear a lot of knock knock jokes anymore, and that's probably a good thing. National Magic Day. For all you magicians out there, we salute you.
Why not with Take My Wife jokes?
Deal. What? Take My Wife, Please jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah. National Caramel Apple Day. You like caramel?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah? Okay.
Got to be a certain kind of caramel, though. I mean, they have different caramels that they use.
Do they?
The soft caramels, I'm not quite sure I like as much, but there's a real nice taffy-like caramel. Very brown, very glossy.
Yeah.
I love those. Mm. Yeah.
That's
and
nice.
It's great. The combination of the apple taste. You want me to go on?
That's
no.
great. Yeah,
no,
that's
I'm
fantastic.
Not going to go on. Your eyes are starting to glaze over.
Oh, man. Sam, do we have any history items today we can touch on before we, you know, we move on?
I can just mention like one or two things, but we're almost out of time here.
Okay.
You familiar with Martin Luther? Not Martin Luther King, but Martin Luther?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Today
started the Lutheran Church.
Exactly. Today in 1517, he posted his 95 theses on the church door.
Yeah.
And started many wars because of it.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Well, he had to break away. I mean, you know,
1517.
The Roman Catholic Church started charging fees for just about everything you could do as a person who followed their religion. So Luther did not like any of that.
We'll get into more history items and celebrity birthdays. It's all coming up. John and Gordy in the morning, right here at 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, the John and Gordy in the Morning Show. You know, this is interesting, this song.
Yeah.
Remember Butch?
Yes. What was his name? Butch Patrick?
Yeah, Butch Patrick.
He was on The Monsters.
Yep.
Eddie. Didn't he play Eddie?
Yeah, and this song, he used the music of this song.
Yeah.
In his rock band that he had later in his life, he had a rock band.
Of course
and,
he did.
And he would sing, whatever happened to Eddie? Yeah. A whole song like that. It's fun stuff. It really is. But here we are on Halloween.
I always think of the Munsters. I think of Fred Gwynne. Great actor.
Oh, yeah. This is best role. You know, Car 54 was good.
Car 54 was great. And then the Munsters. And then Cousin Vinny.
Oh. My Cousin Vinny. What is
it? What was it? My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah. You played the judge.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
He was great in that role.
Yeah, that was great.
Anyway.
All right.
Happy Halloween.
Well, this is our trending segment.
Yeah. Are we going to trend something?
We are.
Are you looking for the music?
I
sure.
I know. I was thinking about it. But.
What is trending, John Peterson?
Thank you, Leo Stifrin.
Well, bad things are trending, as usual.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, this is the election time and everything. And
it's going to be crazy for the next 5 days, right?
Well,
and beyond.
Yeah, it's going to be even crazier because, you know, the Trump campaign is out there questioning all the votes now in Pennsylvania because of a few bad apples. And they really want to accentuate these bad apples. In fact, I think some of them are actually Republican. And then one clerk actually closed down the office at 5 o'clock, and there were lines of people waiting to get in to vote. And they said, no, there was no provision for us to stay open longer, so they told people to go away. And the Republicans challenged it, and they got relief on it. The court in Pennsylvania said that they were breaking the law, that they had to allow these individuals to vote.
During early voting,
yeah.
You're talking
about. Yeah.
So, obviously, yeah.
So, this is going to hit the fan now. The Trump campaign is going to use this eventually to contest the votes in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have something even worse, and we have a tip of the hat or cards or whatever to the Supreme Court, who now has made a major decision.
What?
About, you know, how you can't start purging people within 90 days of an election.
From the voting rolls?
Yeah, we're not like, you know, 6 days yesterday. Six days. Supreme Court said, forget that. Forget that.
They're purging?
Yeah, they're allowing Virginia to purge these voters off the voter rolls, breaking the law. This is a federal law. I mean, it's a federal rule, and in federal elections, you can't purge people 90 days before, after, you know, within the 90 days of an election. So the Republicans on the Supreme Court said, screw that, you know. Go
that
ahead.
Was in their official decision?
Yeah,
I think that's it.
It's one of those screw docket that. Things. They don't really have to say anything, so the, you know, the signal is screw you guys. And guess what? I mean, they're telling us right now what they're going to do if there's a contested election. They're going to go with Trump. The Trump campaign, they're going to get this thing. Now, there were two courts that decided that they couldn't purge the rolls within 90 days. Two courts, one a Democratic court, the other a Trump appointed court.
Okay.
And the Supreme Court said, you're all wrong, you know. See you later. Hit the bricks. We're making the decision. They can purge the rolls anytime they want. How they justified, they didn't justify it at all. Great. And the liberals on the court obviously dissented. And this is what's happening now.
That's nuts.
There are no guardrails. The Supreme Court is not there as a guardrail against lawbreaking at this point.
Not anymore. 608-879-8255 is our phone number. That's 879-TALK. Let's go to the phones right now. Mark is on the line. Happy Halloween, Mark. Good morning to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, happy Halloween. And what you said is just really scary because, as I've said in so many places and I've said on here, the 14th Amendment actually does say we have the right to vote, as amended, of course, by 15, 19, 24. And 26, 24, of course, is a thing on poll taxes, but it says you have the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, how many citizens are gonna, you know, that? I don't know if these people have been notified in Virginia that they've been purged from the rolls. Yeah. And what do you say? And I've heard some of our conservative callers that call into the civic media say, well, there's all these illegals that are on the rolls and they shouldn't be voting. And what if you were a citizen and your name got knocked off on the voting rolls?
Right.
Well, you have absolutely no recourse now because of what the Supreme Court just did.
Yeah.
I believe that that how can an individual? You have to hire a lawyer so you can get in there because apparently that's they're pulling out all the stops. Republicans are pulling out all the stuff because they do not want people to vote. I mean, that Paul Weyrich quote, which you guys have probably heard, that
yes.
they don't want everybody to vote. You know, that their voting success goes up as the voting numbers go down. And they have to call these people up. And they've gone as far as I've heard now. Apparently the Bradley Foundation is big in funding these poll watchers. Mm-hmm. And some places have got people patrolling around with AR-15s and heavily armed, and just to make sure that, I think this is prevalent in Arizona, to make sure that the people that they don't want voting don't vote. And, I mean, it is just
Well, you know, one incident that I believe happened in Pennsylvania is that there was a woman harassing everybody that was in the polling place voting, and she was causing a ruckus. They called the police in. The police hauled her off, and now they have video of that, and they're spreading that around and using that as proof that there's, that Pennsylvania is doing something wrong with the election. And then this, the voter purge here in Virginia, has to do with the fact that they say there are illegals on the rolls. But a lot of people actually came out on, their names were given, and they went out and said, here's proof, I'm actual a citizen. And the Supreme Court sided with purging them anyway. They do have same-day registration, so there is something they can do. They can go in and vote on the same day.
But it's just tragic that Trump and his Republican allies have said. And let's remember that here in Wisconsin, you know, the whole voter ID thing was not, as Dale Schultz and your colleague Todd Alba has pointed out, they did that to suppress the vote.
Right. Okay.
They simply do not want citizens to vote, and they.
Mark, we got to take a break here.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
We appreciate your call.
Yep.
29 past the hour, right around the corner. Idiocracy on the John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
92.7 WMDX, the Halloween edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
That's it. Cloudy skies today, temperatures dropping, low 60s this morning. We'll get down into the mid-40s a little bit later on today. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east side and west side or online at verlo.com.
As we do each and every Thursday morning at this time, Busted Pencils time with Dr. Tim Slacker. Thanks for joining us again. And Johnny Lupinacci is out. He's a coach.
He is
a hockey coach, and he's got that thing to do. Well, we'll see if he can make it in one of these times.
Well, when they get ice time, they got to take it, because it's hard to get ice time, I guess.
Well, the thing is, he's avoiding the hard questions here on our program.
Hey, is that it? That's really?
He's ducking his responsibilities.
There you go.
You use that hockey thing. What the...
What the puck?
What the puck?
What the puck? Johnny Lupinacci.
All right.
You have your podcast, and one of those podcasts has to do with the guidelines for AI. At least you're trying to come up with the idea of guidelines for AI, and you know, it'd be nice to set that on or set that up early, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, can it be early? Because it's fully immersed in going forward. As they, you know, I was at a conference actually yesterday, an artificial intelligence conference. It was November 2022 when ChatGPT debuted and actually kind of put out there and changed everything. So it's now 2024. The idea of writing guidelines might be a little bit too late. However, maybe we should, though, at this point, because guess what? People are using it. Some people are using it with some incredible results. And there are lots of people out there messing around with it. A lot of students, particularly, who are using it in ways that they may be getting into trouble, typically from the school. And the one thing we really focused on our episode there, our homeroom, was what happens when teachers accuse students of using it to plagiarize. And if anybody remembers, well, plagiarism, what's that? Well, remember in high school when you had to learn how to do that first research paper? You guys are probably like me. You had to write on 3x5 note cards. You had to organize those note cards. You learned how to rewrite and reword things so that you were paraphrasing them in your own language, or how to use quotes.
Exactly.
And if you did that incorrectly, you found out you were plagiarizing. Right. And you could fail. Actually, too, when you move this into, it's an academic dishonesty issue. And the accusation that you've been academically dishonest can be very, very detrimental to a student. And so the question here with AI is that if I use artificial intelligence as a student to complete some form of a writing assignment, is that plagiarism? Is that cheating? And it's not so clear, because if you understand truly using artificial intelligence, when you ask it to produce some form of writing, it isn't plagiarizing. It's actually taking everything it can and creating something incredibly, totally new. And so the question of, is that legitimately plagiarizing? Not sure. Should you be using AI to write your papers? Maybe, maybe not. It's unclear. And so how do students then enter into a discussion with their schools and their teachers about using this, as Johnny calls it, a simple tool? I don't think it's a tool, and we could talk about that a little bit later. But students are using it. How do they use it? When should they use it? And if they do use it, is it an appropriate use? Is it a plagiarism? And I think that's a great question for people out there trying to wrestle with this. If I use this tool, so the teacher sends me home to do my research paper, do I use artificial intelligence? Am I plagiarizing? I don't think you're plagiarizing. However, are you using something to assist you in a way that you couldn't in the past? The answer is absolutely yes. So what do we do?
Can I just clarify one thing, though? The AI itself, does it paraphrase?
Well, it can.
Yeah.
So for example, if you take an exact quote, right, and copy and paste that into ChatGPT and say, rewrite this for me and paraphrase. It will. Now, the question is that paraphrased product that was produced by ChatGPT, if you do that, is that plagiarism? Well, no, it's actually truly a great paraphrase. But should teachers know that you use ChatGPT to rewrite that in a form that wasn't? That's the kind of question is, if students are using it, should they be telling us they're using it? Are they even allowed to use it? These are really cool kind of questions that we really do need to answer at this point, because guess what? Students are using it. I'm just looking at Sam. Sam, how often are you using it?
Well, ChatGPT came along during my senior year of college, so I didn't really use it all. I think I found out about it that spring, right as I was about to graduate. So I never used it, but I just want to throw in that AI pulls data from all sorts of places to create what it creates. And some of that information that it pulls to make things can be incorrect. It can be factually wrong. And if you use that to create a new piece of work that you're going to turn in for an assignment or something, it can also be wrong. You need to fact check things.
Yeah, and that's that's a point there, the AI hallucination.
Yes, that's right. That's what you call it.
That's what it's called.
But you
know, it's called an hallucination. Yeah, it's your AI sometimes goes on a bad trip,
and includes really bad information.
Got to talk them down.
And that's what you've encouraged. That, by the way, you've encouraged researching everything that you do get through AI.
Yeah, and as we start to use this, and so for me, I would actually advocate for putting this fully in front of students and teachers and all engaging in, you know, a way to come up with what are the policies of how we're going to use this in the future. And you do that together with your students, because guess what? When you make rules or policies, the inclusion of those that are going to have to follow those policies, they usually follow them more if they feel that they were part of the process of coming to what these policies are. But yeah, you know, if you're going to use it, there's multiple ways now, and there's different tools. Can you fact check what ChatGPT, let's just say ChatGPT for right now, because that seems to be what everybody's using. If ChatGPT produces a product, do you know if that product is factually true? Could it potentially be false? Well, one of the things you can actually do, have your ChatGPT, this is kind of weird, but say, show me the evidence for why you told me that this is the right answer. And it will go back and it will try to find some type of source. The other thing, there are other tools. And one thing that I've been really working with students is take your products from ChatGPT and then use another product called Perplexity. And Perplexity is not paying me a darn thing, mm-hmm. but Perplexity is a great AI tool that actually will source all of the information it produces for you and show you exactly where it came from, therefore then using that. So as a student, I'm using ChatGPT to help me create, to help me write. I then take that finished product, I can put that into Perplexity and ask Perplexity to fact check it for me.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the next step. I love it. Wow. It's getting complicated now. And I can see why your point of view on this is that this is a generational change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cultural change. If you listen to this, Johnny and I are kind of pushing on each other.
Yes.
John, and I think it's okay for where he's coming from. Because we remember this. Remember when the calculator made its debut.
Sure. Right.
You know,
and Johnny's like, hey, we told students they weren't allowed to use it. You weren't allowed to have it. That's cheating. And so here we are now with the same argument with ChatGPT. Here's a new tool, artificial intelligence. If you use it, it's cheating. I don't see this one as a tool. I actually see that you can use it as a tool, but this is a cultural change.
It is, yeah.
This is a Gutenberg moment here. Because wow. This is a technological change that will actually impact culture in a way that is pretty profound. And so the whole idea of what's going on with generative AI, yes, you can use it as a tool, but the fact that it's now in front of us and the things it can do, it can actually change, and I think it will change, the way we do just about everything. When you start hearing people now talking about those, particularly who are using it, I was at this conference yesterday, and the question, and of course this is a select group of people, but how many people are using AI daily? 90% of the people at this conference are using it daily.
Wow.
It's incredible.
So, and then you ask, how are they using it? And a lot of people are using it in ways that are profoundly transformative in the way they're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Sam, you got a question?
Yeah, I got a question. I want your take on using AI for like creative projects, like people making AI art. We mentioned writing already, but what about creative writing, uses of AI or other things like that?
Well, you're saying if you're talking about creative writing, or you're talking about like people using it to make art, pictures.
Well, I'm either or. I mean, they're not exactly the same thing, and they're not inherently related to schoolwork. But I don't know what's your take on using AI for things that artists or people who actually like make things traditionally did in the past.
I think there's an issue there, because you're saying, how does it do this? Because it actually does it by, quote, looking back into the database of all the data that it's looked at and it's pulling from, and then quote, creating something new. So it is using what was done in the past to create what is now what it's saying is new. And so the kind of coming in, is it copyright? So there's another AI tool that out there that you can create music. Yeah. Maybe this is a good example. So I asked it to create a new theme song for Busted Pencils in the punk rock style of the Clash of the 1980s. Mm-hmm. And it produced a really cool song with lyrics and everything like that. And so, Sam, that's what you're talking about. So does that then, you know, are musicians, do they need to be worried? Because it's like, guess what? Slecker doesn't need to go to ask for the copyright information from the artist that he wants to use on his show, because now I'm creating my own punk rock. And now it's in the style of the punk rock that I use. So it's an interesting perplexing question is that fair use, or are artists actually being taken advantage of with this artificial intelligence? And is artificial intelligence plagiarizing and or stealing their ideas to make what they're calling is new, but it could have never made it if it didn't listen to Rise Against or the Clash in the past? What I'm saying is guess what? All music, even musicians who produce music today, you were influenced by something you listened to.
That's true.
You were influenced by the music you put together. And guess what? That then informs the new music that you make.
Right? Uh-oh.
6:47, we're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. Tim, I got a question for you on AI. You went to this conference yesterday and you were talking about, you know, some of the pitfalls of AI and also some of the really good things. What about in the area of science and medicine and, you know, space exploration? I mean, it would seem that would be a natural for AI to kind of go that direction and answer questions that scientists have in that field.
Well, because you're pointing out there, and that's a great point. You know, what is it that science, the large amounts of data, right, to make a decision?
Yes,
and maybe something for even medically right now, you're saying like, right, okay, and can it look at mass amounts of data and make better decisions than, quote, your family practitioner? The answer is that it can actually look at multiple thousands and thousands of cases and make decisions. And so right now, one of the things that AI is doing is it's reading x-rays or imaging.
Wow.
And guess what? It actually is a little bit better than those people who are looking at it, because the AI can look at thousands of images and then compare it to your image and make that decision. A lot more to talk about there, though.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Well, we're coming back with more of Busted Pencils and Dr. Tim Slecker in just a moment, right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Happy Halloween. We're going to continue our conversation now with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. We were talking just over the break here about how AI is helping out in the medical field and some patients actually feeling maybe a little bit better about getting some advice from AI medically.
Yeah, there's a study right now out there that kind of compares AI's ability to deliver some form of a diagnosis versus then your real doctor, and then asking patients the kind of satisfaction with the diagnosis. And the AI diagnosis, the group of patients says they actually like it better than having their real doctor tell them. There's a whole lot going on there with that. You can ask questions, but it's, guess what? You know, now doctors are usually way too darn busy. And so a lot of patients typically say, they didn't tell me enough. I didn't feel like I know enough. I didn't. Where AI gives you all the information, lets you know this. And the doctors typically being pushed because of so many competing requirements, the paperwork they have to fill out, they don't have enough time to truly sit down with you and talk to you about your diagnosis, where AI can. The more important part of this, though, is that guess what? there is a lot of the paperwork and a lot of the minutia work that doctors now can use AI themselves to do, which now gives them more time to spend with you. And so on the next studies that are coming out, those doctors who are reducing their paperwork by 40%, they now have that time to commit to their patients in ways they never could before. Those patients are absolutely reporting that that is 100% way better. Doctors who actually have the time to commit to you, and the way they can get that time is AI reduces so much of the paperwork and the minutia work that they have to do, therefore giving them more time to devote to you.
You know, Trump team wants to do away with the Department of Education.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, in AI, is the Department of Education currently thinking about setting up some kind of guidelines for AI at this point?
Yeah, there are some guidelines coming out of the Federal Department of Education, but you kind of hit on the other issue here too, which is in America, education is a state issue. Mm-hmm. The federal government, you know, so every education policy is designed by the state. So this conference I was at yesterday, actually put on at Hocking College in the state of Ohio. Ohio has put out very, very descriptive, detailed guidelines for usage in schools, how teachers are supposed to do it. That is the state's responsibility to develop that. The federal government offers guidance, and so your state should be coming up with those guidelines.
Oh, okay. So they're leaving it up to the states, but they're asking the states to come up with some kind of guidance on AI. They can't demand it, though. They can't put it in as a rule for getting federal funding. Okay.
Right. Nothing with that. But so, and there are some, you know, there are some good policies, but, you know, back to the show we did on artificial intelligence, the thing that really moved this forward is that a high school senior was accused of plagiarism because he did use AI to complete his research paper, and the school declared that plagiarism and cheating, and he failed his writing assignment, therefore affecting his ability to get into colleges. He and his family now sued and said, sorry, it's not plagiarism, and the school didn't have any guidelines that about how to use AI or how not to use AI. Sorry, you can't fail me, you can't ruin my life because you didn't have policies on how students are supposed to use AI.
Right.
Fascinating.
Now, let's get into the other podcast that you have, and that is your guest was Pamela Sackett, and she has something about emotion literacy, right?
Right.
Teaching, is this woke? Is this the woke thing so much about?
This is beyond woke. No, Pamela's really great. She's asking us to do. Emotion, understanding the ability, the literacy, what are the emotions that you're having and how do they come about? A lot of what turned into social emotional learning, actually, her point is that it turned into behavior control. In other words, they were using this whole approach to say, we're going to teach you about your emotions. The reality is they weren't teaching students about their emotions. They were telling them how to suppress the things that they were feeling so that they could behave in a way that the teacher wanted them. She's coming at this and saying, guess what? We need to actually help children, students, adults, everybody identify the emotions they have, recognize where they're coming from, make sense of them, and then go forward, because that's actually healthy mental health. Suppressing emotions, hiding them so that you can be controlled by the man, that ain't healthy.
Right. Well, what class would you teach this? Would it be just added to your current class and somehow brought up, you know, as a part of a discussion?
Where would we have?
Yeah, where would we introduce this?
Sitting down in a circle, identifying our emotions and trying to put them. And now, is that woke or is that a throwback to the 60s?
Right.
Good question. We have to leave it.
You know, but. Yeah. Yeah, leave it at that. I mean, it's just, it's something great. Enjoy the show. And then I just say this too. I'm looking forward to Busted Pencils will be coming out this Saturday at 3 o'clock, you know. So the show is coming back to the radio. We recorded it last night, so you can't call in. But we had a great set of guests, Educators Amplified, teachers from Milwaukee. In fact, they're going to be on the show really talking about emotional regulation, but we really go into how the election is affecting teachers.
Great.
All right.
Dr. Tim Slecker, thanks for being with us. Busted Pencils drops new podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And
now
this
on Saturday.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Tim. Back with of John and Gordy on Halloween Thursday. Right here, 92.7 WMDX.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.